The problem with those classroom situations is that everything is a mockery. A lot of pretending takes place. There's no sense of reality about it. When you are pretending to walk the tightrope across Niagara Falls, you can do it. Have you ever stood at an edge of a footpath where the footpath is only just a few inches off the ground? You can come very close and you can swing and go, "Look at me," and you can swing and pretend that Niagara Falls is right there below your feet, and you can go, "Ooh," over the edge. But you're only 6 inches off the ground, if that. That very same path, if it were over Niagara Falls, you wouldn't come within 3 meters of it. You'd get down on your tummy to even get anywhere close. What's changed? Nothing. Same thing. But when you are in a mock situation, you don't take anything seriously. You don't feel it properly. So what I do is I talk to you. I train you, not a class. I discuss your issues, your fears, your phobias, your training, your history, your personality, and I'm dealing with you. For example, a child will learn that a flame burns once. Would be a pretty stupid child to put the finger over the match a second time. But there are some children who see a match and a cigarette lighter as two different things. So what does a child do for the second time? "Oh, this looks different. Let me put my finger on it." Bang. Now, there are some people who can learn something once, and I can teach you those things once so that you can go to any media organization, because they're all like the flame and they're all like each other. One's a match, one's a cigarette lighter, one's a stove, one's a campfire. And now we know what it does. But there are some people who expect to be trained about every single thing. And when you piecemeal train, mock train, pretend train, you are like the child who will continue to put your finger on every flame, but you will swear each one was different and, "Boss, I didn't know. And that stove had a blue flame and that had a red flame." So my training is about showing you the bigger picture so that you can handle any flame at any time, because you are prepared.
We've been speaking with Executive Coach Jonah Nader. If you would like to know more about his services or to view his brief biography on video, please visit losefriends.com or contact me, Fiona@logictivity.com.
We hope that you've been inspired to take action and to strive for excellence. As Jonah Nader says, if you choose to be a success, you'll be a success at whatever you choose.
Steve, I like Jonah's other motto.
Which is?
Give me a microphone and I'll give you an opinion.
What did Shakespeare say? All the world is a stage. But I say, Mr. Shakespeare, all the world is a stage, but you need to know where the spotlight is.